Audio Bible, Matthew, chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, rolled away the stone from the entrance, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards trembled in fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.'" So they hurried out from the tomb in fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And as they were going to tell his disciples, suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And after the chief priests had met with the elders and formed a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money and instructed them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report reaches the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the guards took the money and did as they were instructed. And this account has been circulated among the Jews to this very day. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."